After many idle months, engines will rev again at Bonfield Event Park this weekend. We're ready to go, said Lisa Groves, the park's owner. It's our first event of year, she added, mentioning she was able to host an event this past September, but we could only have 100 spectators, due to COVID regulations. Protocols have loosened since then, and we're following all provincial guidelines, Groves said. We're playing by the rules. See. Tentative test and tune dates set for Bonfield Event Park. Gates open Friday, July 9 at 10 a.m. for a test and tune day, which allows racers to familiarize themselves with the track and make any adjustments to their cars before racing. The flag drops on Saturday with bracket races running all day. From 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. gates open at 8 a.m. There are five categories racers can compete in: Junior, Dragster Open, Street Class, Semi-Pro, Super Pro, and Bike, Sled Racing. After a year without car shows and races, Groves knows, people are eager to get back out, get in their cars that they've been working on over the past year. We're also going to have live music again, she said. We're excited for that. So is singer and guitarist Colin Norwood, one-fourth of the group Gravitas, who headlined Saturday night from 9 to 11 p.m., it will be great to get back on stage again, Norwood said, who's no stranger to playing around the Bonfield area. Always a great crowd, great people, and the band can't wait to get back. DJ Junior of Jamco Productions will also be spinning and announcing races throughout the weekend. Tune in to 88.9 FM while on site to keep in the loop. After a night of maximum rock and roll, the morning sun dawns upon Sunday Funday. Groves elaborates. If the guys want to do some arm drop, grudge racing, or just more test and tune, it's going to be up to them, what occurs during that final day at the track. Camping is available on site, and spectators are welcome. Day passes are $25 and another $10 will give you access for the entire weekend. Children under 12 are free with an adult. See. Drag racing noise still an issue in Bonfield. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Beta Day, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.